Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I am knowledgeable.
Live and local. It's
I'm
time
a turd,
for the
but...
Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer. Rodgers is at Lambeau Field. How about that? How about that? You know, if this was 30 years ago, the season ends, Rodgers talks, we hear that, and he's like, oh, you know, I cherish, you know. People are like, oh, that was weird. Kind of sounded like a goodbye, huh? Then nothing happens. Rodgers hosts Jeopardy. That Scott dude makes a joke. It's funny. Rodgers goes to Hawaii. We might see a picture of it in the paper. And then he shows up for, I mean, he shows up for work. A lot of this was just nothing. It was just fabricated nonsense. It was a soap opera. It was nothing. This was nothing. What if
this is the final?
It may not be. It could be the last dance. But also the Packers are going to rework this where they can negotiate and talk at the end of the season. I tweeted yesterday, if Rodgers doesn't come to camp, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad that he's an MVP that's just giving up on the team so close to a Super Bowl. But if he does come to camp, I'll be like, well, I'll kind of be mad about that too. What happened to all the conviction we were hearing about? What happened to all of, I'll never play for them again? There's no way it can be reconciled. Now it's the first day of work and you show up? I always thought he would take the first snap week one. I thought maybe he would miss some of training camp. I mean, not only is he's there early. What the hell? 799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Charlie. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was just going to say, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a prima donna. I mean, he's very good. You know, he's the MVP, but he's a prima donna, and no one has ever won a Super Bowl with a quarterback making that high of a percentage of the salary cap. You can't do the other moves. If Aaron Rodgers is coming back, I would say this is the year to trade him. Get what you can, because if he does have a lackluster year, they're never going to get what they could get for him now. And he's not going to be the one to take him to the Super Bowl. It's time to get rid of him now and move on, because they'll be able to get three first-round draft choices. And like you said, if he does delay it, he's going to end up in Chicago, and we're going to rue the day because he's going to tell everybody how to play defense against our offense.
So we should do the old switcheroo on him. He comes back here and he thinks, all right, I'll play for one more year for the Packers. And then Murphy and Goot bring him into their office and say, Rodgers, we're actually going to trade your ass. Get the hell out of here.
Yes. I mean, he doesn't want to be there. Let him leave. I mean, he doesn't want to be there. And that's fine. That is totally fine. Trade him. Get what you can because he's a prima donna, and it's just going to be a bad year.
Don't you think it could go the other way? It's a good year. I mean, isn't he going to want to go out on a high note?
I don't think, you know, again, it's Super Bowl or bust. And if you think they're going to go to the Super Bowl, that's great. I don't. I think they're going to be, you know, they're coming back with, what, 20 of 22 starters. I think they're better off moving on because Rodgers is getting old and it's just not going to be the same. It's just not going to be a good year.
All right, Charlie, thanks for the call. You got some people agreeing with you. Football Mom on Twitter says, I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like this is going to be a disaster of a year. So curious how the rest of the locker room feels and hope they don't let it affect them. Wouldn't blame them if it did, however. See, I kind of don't think that I don't really think it's going to be a locker room issue. And maybe I'm just being naive. But, you know, you're playing football. You never know what's happening the next week. Guy could get hurt. Colts went into the season 1 year thinking they're going to have Andrew Luck. He retired in the preseason. So you never know. You never know what the deal's going to be. I think, if anything, it's going to rally them together and say, all right, you know, Devontae, his contract, we don't know. Some of these other guys, we just don't know. We got this group now. Let's try to win with this group now. I don't think it's going to be a hindrance. I really don't. Clay is in Burlington. Clay, hello.
How's it going this morning, Bart?
Oh, I'm just pounding the pavement.
I can hear. You know, first of all, I wanted to go back. Sheer gold. Great analysis of that Rodgers tape walking in, spot on.
Well, he's walking in with nobody. I mean, what am I supposed to read from that?
No, I loved every minute, every second of that. It was hilarious, your breakdown.
Thank you.
Spot on.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I agree with you. This whole coverage of Rodgers thing has been ridiculous. I mean, I haven't watched, you know, that show in the morning from the Four Letter Network at all this past, I don't know, 2.5-3 months.
You can just say get up. You can just say.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to give them any shine. But
nah,
yeah.
I mean, whatever. They're on ESPN. Everybody knows who they are.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to give that, you know, watch them because it's just all Rodgers, all speculation, all ridiculousness. And I agree with you. I think you have the power to do this from July 20th to August 20th. This should be Bucks in 6 months. We need to focus on the Bucks. I mean, it's unbelievable what the Bucks did and all of this. I love the Packers. Packers are like my first love in sports. I love them. But, man, what the Bucks did. I think we just need to talk about the Bucks and maybe just vote a little to the Brewers and the Packers. But it's just been ridiculous. I'm happy he's back because I'm a huge Packers fan. But, man, let's just talk about the Bucks. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so today's been a little Rodgers heavy. I understand that. It has been a week since the Bucks won the title. Thanks for the call. There's still a lot to talk about with this Bucks team, and we'll continue to do that. We'll do that a little bit later this hour with Ty Windisch of the Eurostep podcast. I get it. Rodgers is back today. People are interested. They want to know what's going on, so we'll provide them that. But I don't know. The Bucks winning the title really did shift my equilibrium about sports. They won the title. I've wanted a championship. All I've ever wanted since I started here my whole life, but really what I've pleaded with is I want a title. I want a title. I want a title. I got a title. We got a title. Shouldn't we savor that a little bit? Shouldn't we enjoy that a little bit more? I'm pumped for the Bucks are putting out an all-access Game 6 video today on, I think, their YouTube page. It's like 75 minutes. I got to go run to the store and buy all the Kleenex and then watch that a little bit later. John is on the east side. John, good morning.
Good morning, Bart. You know, first of all, when everybody calls in, you just have to say that the Bucks are NBA champs.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but a week ago, the Bucks won the title.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a week ago. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, Bucks are NBA champs. Anyway, yeah. Like you said, we went through the entire offseason, and Aaron Rodgers shows up on the very first day of training camp. I mean, that's just, you know, what a chump. I mean, you know, I was officially done with Rodgers when that, you know, when him and Davante Adams had that Instagram post of Jordan Pippen, you know, and it's just like, I really wish the Packers would have put out a post of Jerry Krause.
Yeah.
And just said, you know, and just said, hey, I mean, just remember, first of all, we drafted you guys. And second of all, with Rodgers and Adams, I mean, they haven't won anything together. So just the gall that they would have to do that, we're coming back for a last dance when, you know, you guys are known for losing the last two NFC championship games as opposed to, you know, winning six titles together. That's when I was officially done with Aaron Rodgers. And I hate to say it, but there's a part of me that feels like karma is going to come back to bite Rodgers in the you-know-what. And, you know, it's, you know, you never wish injury on anybody, but I just have a feeling that something's going to happen.
Oh, man, that's dark.
Where he's going to miss a majority of games just because of how he handled all this thing and put himself above the team. But I'm done with Rodgers. You know, I'm obviously a Packer fan, and I want them to win. But as far as him individually, you know, come back, lose another NFC championship game, and then go to the Raiders and be 8-8 until you retire. That's how I personally feel about the dude.
I root for who's ever wearing the jersey, John. That's where, thanks for the call. That's where I'm going on this. I didn't like the Jordan Love draft pick. When he's the quarterback, I'm going to root for him. I think that this whole season of Aaron Rodgers, this whole offseason has been very stupid. But he's the quarterback. I'm going to root for him. I'm going to root for whoever is wearing the green and gold. I carry the G, so to speak. So that's what I'm going to do. I don't like how this went down. I think it's all very dumb. I mean, this whole summer, we're talking about grown men and their feelings, and then the reporters that are reporting on grown men or their feelings, they're getting their feelings hurt. I mean, like, I hate to say it. I think I'm the last alpha standing. I really do. What a funny twist that turned out to be. Jay, what's up, Jay?
What's up, Bart?
What's going on?
You have to give me a nickname, man.
Well, what, like, do you like? What do you like? What's something you do?
This is Barbecue Jay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Barbecue, yeah. Jay.
Smoking Jay.
Well, what would you rather?
They may take that the wrong way. They may take that the wrong way.
We're gonna do BBQ Jay.
BBQ Jay. All right.
I almost got my order ready. I'm gonna give that to you soon.
No rush. I was calling about Aaron, man. Like, I just, that, man, I'm kind of over it, man. I know some people are like, well, he's back, but it's only like a year. I don't know. Do you think they should even brought him back, or do you think they should have traded him, man, or let him sit out?
Well, I think, I mean, if you want to win a Super Bowl, you're going to do it with Rodgers instead of Jordan Love. And even if you want to move on to Jordan Love, you're going to get another year of him getting used to the, I just think, I think this is the best way to go. If you do want to move on to Jordan Love, because if you throw Jordan Love out there right away, Packers maybe could have won the division still, but they're probably not going to.
Yeah, so I guess both sides won then, right? It was a two-year plan anyway, right?
This works out for the Packers. I mean, this is what the Packers wanted. Now it's just Rodgers thinking he's in control when it's still the Packers in control.
Yep, absolutely. And that's how I feel, kind of. I know some people are not thinking that, but I mean, I think it's a win-win, to be honest. So
I'm good with it.
Hopefully they make it this year, man. Hopefully they can get far. They're gonna have a great offense, great defense, man. Hopefully they can take it, man.
You got your
put out by Brady again.
You got your truck out anywhere today?
We were so the truck's not out. Restaurant's open. We're going to start doing the markets at the Deer District starting next Wednesday.
Oh, good.
So we'll be down there. So, and then we got a seat reserved for you on the truck, so you can just come down and hang out.
Well, now we're talking. I like that. All right, Jay, I'll be in touch.
All right, buddy. See you later.
BBQ Jay Heaven's Table. You may have had it. It's very, very good. Oh, man. Is it good? Dion is on the north side. Dion, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Bart? I don't know if you can confirm this for me or not, but I heard the Bucks won the NBA championship. Is that true?
A week ago today, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Suns. Now, the series wins 6. And the funny thing about this, Dion, is the Bucks were down 0-2, and then they came back, won 4 in a row, and won the title.
Holy cow. Did Giannis score 50 in the last game?
He scored, like, all right, so there were 6 games in the finals, as you know. In 3 of them, he scored at least 40, and he put up a 50-piece in game 6, won the MVP.
Man, heck of a guy. Thanks for joking around with me, Bart. Quick, you know, everybody seems to have convenient amnesia when it comes to this Aaron Rodgers thing, Bart. You remember a few years ago when everybody would sit around and we would say, man, we're going to look back at the past and realize how many years the Packers wasted under Ted Thompson, Lord rest his soul, and under their obsolete and quite frankly outdated management style, how they would never pick up free agents, and we just wasted and wasted and wasted all of Aaron Rodgers' prime years by putting together mediocre teams. Do you remember people saying that a few years back?
I do. I very much do.
And now everybody has convenient amnesia because they decided to waste more picks by bringing in a guy that's not ready to play. Jordan Love ain't ready to play. He's not going to be ready to play for a couple of seasons. So they wasted more time of Aaron Rodgers' prime, who he's in the twilight of it, but he's still putting up MVP numbers. Now everybody seems to conveniently forget that's what happened. I'm siding with Aaron Rodgers on this because we watched idly by and let Ted Thompson and the Green Bay Packer organization waste his prime years by putting together these mediocre squads that could never get it done. The Packers were always one receiver away or one linebacker away or one tight end away or one. The Packers were always one player away, and they never grabbed the right player. They spent years drafting guys out of position on defense, and I side with A-Rod on this. I'm still a Packer backer, but Aaron Rodgers has every right to feel the way he feels.
Hey, they're not dogs. They need to be dogs like P.J. Tucker. They're dogs.
Exactly. They needed dogs, period. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Dion. We need some more dogs. I'm telling you. As crazy as it would have sounded maybe any other time in history, the Green Bay Packers need to be more like the Milwaukee Bucks. They absolutely do. Doug is in St. Francis.
Hey, good morning, Bart and team. Thanks for taking my call.
What up?
I've become a regular caller because I really enjoy this part of the day, listening to you guys.
Well, thanks, Doug. We enjoy you.
Yeah, and I think for the next year, whenever I call in, I'm going to start by saying the Milwaukee Bucks won the title.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to start every hour, at least a mention of it. I don't want it to just fade away into the atmosphere. I mean, we won the championship.
We won the championship, and whatever topic we're talking about, we'll ground ourselves by saying the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA title.
And I'm going to compare as much as I can, because there'll be other things to talk about, but I'm going to compare when the Brewers do something. I'm going to say, well, Brewers won 4 in a row. It's kind of like when the Bucks won 4 in a row to win the NBA finals.
Bingo. Got it. All right, so I'll switch gears. Here's my take on Rodgers, right? So everything Rodgers has done is self-serving, which is fine, right? That's how most people are. That's how most, you know, elite athletes are that are at the top of their game.
That's how I am.
He's also very cerebral, right? So he messed with everybody, the fans.
Well, you say cerebral. I say giant troll.
And then I think, you know, he knew all along that he was going to report to camp because look around the league. Any team that's got a shot at winning the Super Bowl has settled on their quarterback situation. He wasn't going to force a trade to any place where he could be successful because Father Time is ticking here. And I also think, you know, all these people that are calling in right now and saying, oh, I'm done with Rodgers. You know what? Once that kickoff happens on opening day, they're all going to be glued to their sets. And if we happen to go to a Super Bowl, this is all water under the bridge.
Yeah, you got to separate Rodgers, the football player, and Rodgers, the whatever this is.
You do. And I really do think, though, I think it's going to work out for the Packers because probably at the end of the season, maybe he plays one more. But if we void the last year of the contract, you know, I don't know for certain, but if we don't get loaded up draft picks or some talent for that guy, that's a huge miss on the part of the organization. So I say a trade after this year, but Rodgers has got the void, right? So if it's a trade to the Raiders, who, you know, who knows if they go 7-9, he's not going to want to go there. The guy wants to win a championship.
I'm not convinced this is going to be his last year. I mean, it's got to say something for Rodgers, who wants to be respected from the organization, that they have been fielding calls on a trade and they've just swatted them all away. Like, even though you hate us, we're so committed to you and devoted to you. You know, that I feel like that's got to be something. Because they could have easily traded him and moved on. They could have said, all right, we don't need to deal with this. We drafted your replacement anyway. Let's just go to him. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know how many callers or anybody listening has ever seen Jordan Love even play. I mean, people are
game is going to be like the most insane game of all time.
I've never even seen him play in college or anything. I've seen no video or nothing of this guy, and people talk about him like...
Well, it's because he was so bad that they took it all off the internet.
Yeah, probably, right? So we'll see how this pans out, but, you know, people have short memories. If the pack is in it, and I think all those naysayers, what, are they not going to watch the game? No.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Rodgers, they'll be rooting for the team.
Yeah,
we got it. We got to get over it. Let's be adults, right? Yep, we get hurt feelings every day of our lives, but, you know, get over it, move on.
Well, not me. I'm an alpha. Nothing scars me.
Yeah, same here. So yeah. I'll end with the Bucks won the NBA title.
They did. It was a week ago today.
Week ago today.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like we've had the title for a year already.
I know. I love it. Thanks,
right,
Dougie.
Thanks. Take care.
Doug, St. Francis. More of you guys in 60 seconds. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Windowselect.com. Window Select, where you can get the buy one, get one deal on the windows. Nobody's upset with Window Select. Nobody's trying to drum up bad media about Window Select, because they've got it all for you. They've got the buy one, get one deal. You can buy as many windows as you want and still get the deal. There's no cutoff to it. You can buy, what's an absurd amount of windows? Like 20 windows is like probably normal, and then you get 10 free. Is 200 is a lot of windows.
Yeah, I don't know anyone with 200 windows. So,
but you would get you would get 100 free. I mean, just to hammer the point. Because like earlier I said 2 million. I mean, no one's getting 2 million windows. Is 50 a lot of windows? Get 25 for free. I think 50 is still a good. I think 200. Maybe even 100. You get 100 windows, you still would get 50 for free. It's a lot of windows. You may need them, depending how bad some of the windows that you have are. This is not just like an upgrade to get something new. This is an upgrade because it's going to save you a bunch of money in your home. Your energy bills, have you ever tried calling the energy bill company and said, can I get a discount? They're probably like, do you understand that that's insane to ask us that? So the way you can lower the bills is to have more energy efficient products in your home. Yeah, they'll say, oh, why don't you turn off the lights? All right, that was going to save you a nickel. If you can get the windows that are energy efficient, that will keep the air in the house, and some of these older non-energy efficient windows that may have come with the house, like air leaks out of them. So you want the high quality windows. You certainly do. You can get that with Window Select. 262-703-3500. And you make no payments for a full year. No payments for a full year. Windowselect.com. Let's get out to Rich. Talk to me, Rich.
Hey, man. I'm older than a lot of you guys. And you got to just ask yourself, or don't ask yourself. It's just very obvious when I hear people talk. Are you a Packer fan or are you a prima donna, whoever, fill in the blank, all right? I remember when Favre, everybody talks about Minnesota. I remember when that first Sunday he played for the Jets. And I was like, oh, man, I got to watch my guy. I couldn't even watch a quarter. It was unlike I was like, oh, this is terrible. It's like, I don't freaking care. He's a Jet. So send this prima donna baby who can't grow up. He's a smart quarterback. Yeah, great arm. You know, smart guy. But you like he's a child as far as the brain goes. You know, emotionally he is not smart. So you know, big deal. Let him go to the Raiders or whatever. I don't really care. He's a prima donna.
Well, a lot of you guys aren't. I thought more people would be excited that he's back. Nobody wants him back.
Ah, who cares if he's back or not? If he's playing with the green and gold, I'm excited. But if he's going to play these games, send him on his way or make him sit. Who cares? You know, are you a Packer fan? Or are you like, we got to get another trophy right away kind of guy? Come on, man. I went through Forrest Gregg and Bart Starr as a coach and all that, you know? Come on,
all right,
man.
You can't swear on the radio. Thanks for the call. I know this is you just can't swear on the radio. You just can't. Sorry. Ryan's in Burlington.
What's up, boys? Hey, first and foremost, I could care less what happens with Rodgers because the Bucs won the title. But
that's how I feel. How I feel.
But being that we're talking about this, let's be real. I think this is all a ploy from a guy who's smart. There's no doubt Aaron Rodgers and his agents are smart. Who had no leverage, who created a little bit of leverage as much as he could to negotiate something. I think the Packers, at the end of the day, have the better end of that deal. They got exactly what they want. Rodgers plays this year. At the end of the year, if Rodgers wants to leave, they trade him for a boatload of picks. The only thing that can get in their way is an injury. But ultimately, both sides have what they want. If they can negotiate and come to terms after this, so be it. But the callers that are calling in to say, like, oh, the Packers, I'm on Rodgers' side because they gave him nothing, timeout. Aaron Rodgers last year, number one offense in the league. Aaron Rodgers got the best safety tandem in the league, maybe the best strong safety in the league. Top five defensive end, top seven nose tackle, left tackle, top wide receiver in football, number one offense, and he still wants to leave. So don't say he's leaving because they won't get him anything. They won't get him any weapons. They won't give him a team that can compete. They gave him a star-studded team that had every chance to win the Super Bowl, and he didn't get it done. He still wants out. So
I'm not even sure he wants out. I just think he's weird.
I agree. I think it was all leverage. I think he had no leverage, and he created some leverage to try to get a new deal, and we'll see what happens. But I'm a Packer fan, but I want to win titles. I want to have a three-peat. I want the Brewers, Bucks, Packers to do in the same season, and we got a chance if he's back. So it is what it is. We'll wait till next year. And either way, if he leaves, we get three draft picks, Jordan Love, and a stacked team. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Ryan. Thanks for the call. Let's get out to Notebook Mike. Hey, buddy.
Bart Tolster.
What's up? Everybody wants Rodgers traded to the Raiders, apparently.
I'm actually going
to
talk sports today. I got little Brewers, little Packers.
Yeah, you dance, I'll follow.
Champion. Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said you were talking in the mirror.
Yeah, I pumped myself up in the mirror.
You were pumping yourself up?
Yeah, like, well, it's a movie.
I wrote this down. This is from a movie. You were probably 10 when it came out. It's called The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that movie's not that good.
This is you talking to yourself.
People don't really like the movie. Was at when they first watched the movie. It's not that good of a movie.
And I got permission to use the C word, so it's not the C word you think. All right, here you go, Bart.
Yeah.
Your intensity is crap. You have to do better. I will not tolerate a loser in this family. Pretty good, eh?
I mean, sure.
I had a great idea before I get to Prima Donna.
Can we retire the phrase prima donna? It's so stupid.
All right, I'll never say it again.
Thank you.
I lost train of thought. Okay, the first Brewer playoff game on the road, we get the family together. We meet at the fourth base.
Yep.
And my buddy got all these lawn chairs. He found them downtown.
Excuse me?
He's going to bring them.
Are they mine?
Outside, we'll have like a big bull session.
Are they mine?
Well, I didn't ask him whose they were. He just told me he had them.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got a call. Do you want to sit in? Schechter.
Yeah.
Okay, sit in. Hey, Adam, what's up? Hey, Adam, I gotta go, Adam. We're trying to do our takes here. I'll call you back later. He's still going.
I know.
You know, you kind of turned into these guys.
Ooh.
If you were talking about, you thought Rodgers was talking to himself and had no one with him. I think you can talk through your phone. Because I see it all the time at Pick and Save. I think the people are talking to me. You don't see no phone, a wire in the ear, and they're talking. So I think that's what happened there. But huh? I was telling Romney, Mitt. Just because you got him back, that don't mean you're going to no Super Bowl.
It don't mean a thing unless you ain't got that ring, son.
I got Tampa before him.
Maybe.
I got the Niners before him. Niners, they get their tight end back. They're world beaters.
Yeah, Ross Dwelly.
Yeah. And if you do get there, you got Kansas City waiting there.
Sure.
I think you're putting too many eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Now, out of Brewers, I got... I got Braun in left.
Yep, he's coming back.
I got Kane in center.
Kane.
I got Taylor in right.
Uh-oh.
And then I got platooning with LBJ and Garcia.
You're missing one.
Who did I miss?
Christian Yelich.
So anyway, what do you think of Charlie Lee?
Charles Lee? He never did get that coaching job, did he?
I don't know. I called Tim Allen, Sunday? I said, what are we going to do with this kid?
Yeah.
What are we going to do with this guy?
I don't know.
Take a practice swing, please.
Oh, gosh.
I'm telling you, it's not a myth.
Yeah, it's not a myth.
And look, I got two KFC. Oh, I can't say KFC, but I already said it. Thighs, original recipe, with two biscuits in the fridge. Mm. What's the shelf life over at the station on that?
I think it
would have been gone, eh?
Yeah, we had people brought in pizza Friday, and I explicitly sent an email saying, leave some for me Monday morning.
Oh, good luck.
Then Mayor Mitch called me on Sunday. I thought it was an emergency, and he's like, hey, can I eat this pizza in the fridge? I go, yeah, I don't care. He goes, good, because I already did. All right.
Well, then why do you even bother calling? Well, he called the cop to it.
Yeah.
Where was the pizza from, can you say?
I don't know. I wasn't here. They always get food on Friday after I leave.
Yeah.
I got to take the hint.
That Euro place I was talking about, they have pizza.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet, though.
Well, Mike, my brain just passed out from all this information, so I need
Real quick, just one more thing. You know, you were talking about Aaron, what he was wearing.
Yeah, office shirt.
You ever see Russell Westbrook and Cam Newton show up for the game?
Yeah, I see them. They wear clothes. Yeah, they do.
They look like they came off the bad runway.
Mm, I don't know what that
Can
means.
Can you imagine if Rodgers would have showed up looking like that?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you guys go.
All right, Mike.
I don't want to wear out my welcome.
No, you never will. Not with
me. Okay, bye.
Not with me. Notebook Mike. Good way to wrap up our Packer conversation for the hour. We're going to talk some Bucks. Ty Windish to join us from the Eurostep podcast. I ran into Ty at the parade, but then I lost my voice. So I had to bail on him. I felt bad. I was like, Ty, what's up, buddy? So we'll chat today. Because I don't know if you guys know this. A week ago today, the Bucks won the NBA title. More on that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I just wanted to record this for Toby so that he could hear how bad things got with my voice. This is about 2 o'clock on Friday. Miss you, Toby. Bucks in 6.
Yeah, got bad last week with the old pipes. I'm getting closer to 100%, but I was at the parade. I still had my voice, and then I started to lose it, and I spotted Ty Windisch. Ty has joined us a few times during this playoff run, and I'm like, well, I want to go talk to Ty, but then I started talking to him, and I just was losing it, and I had to cut it short, so... Now with things refreshed a little bit, we bring in Ty Windisch of the Eurostep podcast. I'm sorry I had to, I like said hi and then I was like, don't talk to me. And I ran away. So I do apologize for that, Ty.
No, it's all good. You have to make a business decision there. And for you, even more so than me, I think having a voice is pretty important. So I definitely understand. But either way, it was great finally meeting you. The one thing I said then that I'll say now, couldn't believe you still had a shirt on by the time you got to me at the parade, but I wasn't entirely unhappy that you did.
Yeah, I actually had 2 shirts on that day. Ooh. Which was a bad business decision because
it was hot
and I was soaked. I look back at this. One of the things that I like doing is I just look at right now, you know, I've watched all the highlights. The Bucks are going to put out this 75-minute behind-the-scenes Game 6 video today, which I'm really excited to watch. But I've just been looking at the schedule. I've just been looking at the postseason schedule and seeing the Heat series and then the Nets series and the Hawks series and the Sun series. And I've just been trying to, like, remember where I was at all these different times and the highs and the lows. And I was still pretty confident throughout, even at the lows. I mean... You may have seen me on the news, Ty. I did set up parade chairs, which I was on the wrong part of the route, but that's maybe I'll try again for the Brewers. But I just, the highs and the lows of this thing, if you were to script this out, if this was to be a story, you look back at how many times it looked like the Bucks, their backs were against the wall. I think that I take away so much, but how many regular season games have we seen where their backs are against the wall or it's a close game and they lose? And you think, well, at some point, that has to make them better. And for the resiliency of this team this year, not only did they do well with adversity, it's like they needed it. That's one of the things that impresses me the most.
Yeah, I think they absolutely flipped the script from what they were in both years past and, like you said, this last regular season. I remember losing my mind on the podcast multiple times because they would drop an incredibly winnable game. I think the Warriors game later in the season was a great example. There were certainly others where it's like, okay, can you execute a fairly okay inbounds play? You'll probably win. And they just couldn't. And they went from that to winning clutch game after clutch game on the road, only dropping two games after game two the entire playoff run, despite never leading a game one after 48 minutes. That's my new fun stat of the series. Obviously, Miami goes into OT. They do then win. But still, you know, they started down every series basically except for round one and always came back. I think it shows you that for the Bucks guys who have been around those series in the past, I think helped them get better and get ready for this kind of thing. I think it shows the players they added are the kind of players who are gritty and resilient, or as PJ Tucker would say 18 times in one speech, dogs. And it just shows this team was ready. I think the Nets series was the cherry on top in terms of getting them ready to fight through adversity. And once they beat Brooklyn, I just felt like they played with this new energy that, you know, they knew they could win every night, and they did often enough to get a championship.
One of the jokes about Wisconsin sports fans is that I guess all sports fans, is that, especially on sports radio, we'll always find a way to complain. And, you know, they win the title. I didn't make these points, but I had a friend text me after the championship. He says, "I can't believe this, Coach Bud." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "They got to fire him still, right?" I said, "I don't think so." And I've been as hard as Coach Bud as anybody. I mean, I think the Sun series was the only series I didn't ask for him to be fired. But he goes, it should have been easier. It should have been easier. I got to give credit to Budenholzer. I mean, I've been grinding on this guy, you know, play random and all this kind of stuff. But in the finals, I don't think he could have coached better. He made the adjustments that he needed to. Yeah, he stuck with Teague a little longer, but they really had no choice. I don't know that he's going to be like, I wouldn't say he deserves to coach for as long as he wants. I made that mistake with McCarthy, and then things got stale in Green Bay. But certainly Coach Bud deserves all the respect that I did not give him throughout really his entire tenure up to this point.
I'm with you completely. I went even farther. Before game six, I think it was, and I got yelled at the time, and now I'm not getting yelled at anymore. But I was like, hey, because somebody, I think the Journal or somebody tweeted, basically he's got 1 year left after this past season on his contract. And I said, tack five more years on that bad boy. And I was with you. I mean, I was down on Bud in the bubble. I thought they should have moved on. There were times this season when I thought that. But he addressed the biggest criticisms people had with him, I think fairly, in years past and, more importantly, postseasons past. I mean, we saw they were less effective in the regular season because they were trying more things, like the switching, and it worked. We got a different form of Giannis playing more like a center that we wanted to see. I think that was a huge thing in them winning the title. They did switch more in the playoffs. I mean, they close out game six with Brook Lopez, who is like the icon for Bucks drop defense, on the bench, and Bobby Portis out there so they could switch more effectively because Phoenix wasn't as good against switching, and we saw the rotations. I mean, look at game seven against Brooklyn, only six guys played, the starters of Pat Connaughton. So all of the things that, you know, everyone, ourselves included, would kill Bud for in the past, you know, the crazy rotations and Giannis not playing enough and sticking the drop too much and, you know, being too predictable. I mean, they started the Nets series before Harden goes down. Like, Giannis was Kyrie's matchup on defense. Like, play random was a funny, kind of dumb-sounding thing, but I think there was some. I think that was much better than play entirely predictable, which is too much what the Bucks did in the past. So I think he righted enough wrongs and improved the way he coaches in the postseason enough, clearly, for them to win a championship. So I think talking about firing him is just, like, who else would you bring in? Like, the guy just proved he can win a championship with this core. And this was year one of switching, year one with Drew and PJ. Like, I'm all on board to give Bud more years to stick around because I think he addressed the criticisms and got better. And I don't know what else you can look for in a coach than what he did for this run. It wasn't perfect, but no coach is.
talking with Ty Windisch. You can find him on the Eurostep podcast and also deep, deep, deep in my heart. Ty, as far as, you know, now what happens next? You got the draft coming up this week. Whatever, you know, the Bucks find there, I don't know. I mean, they pick at 31. But I think some of the questions are revolving around P.J. Tucker and then Bobby Portis. If they're able to bring them back, obviously we would want them back. Bucks could be in a situation where they go big time into the tax. But if, I mean, if you're ever going to go into the tax, you've got Giannis and you just won the title. How much money are you printing with this merchandise, with this championship gear? I think you can go into the tax for a year or two. The Portis thing is interesting because, like, I know he's going to wrestle with the decision, but basically every Bucks fan, and I look at people that are tweeting at him, they're saying, Bobby, we love you. We want you here forever. Please go get your money. You deserve it. You're the best. I've just never seen, you know, like I think of with CC Sabathia, we wanted him to take a discount and stay, or Prince Fielder and take a discount and stay. We just all want Bobby Portis to go get his bag because we just love him so much. I've just never seen us collectively do that. So with him and with Tucker, I mean, what do you think happens with those guys? And maybe, you know, what else could be happening this offseason?
Yeah, at this point, I would be surprised if Tucker left, and I'd be surprised if Portis stayed. And really, it just comes down to the NBA salary cap and the financial mechanisms, right? So they have Tucker's bird rights because they traded for him at the tail end of a long contract with Houston. So they can pay him basically whatever they want up to his max, which he's not going to get that. But so it's like anywhere else he would go, like I've seen people say, like, oh, other contenders. Most of them have the same taxpayer MLE the Bucks have, which is all they can offer Portis. But if another team offered that to Tucker, the Bucks could say, hey, we'll literally give you like, you know, $2 million more per year to just not leave, and it would be no issue. So the only issue is the tax, like you mentioned, the tax bill. That's up to ownership, you would hope, with all the money I'm sure they are making on championship stuff, and that they will make forever on championship merch and nostalgia, that they're willing to keep this team together as much as possible for, you know, a run at another one. Portis, on the other hand, since he's only been a Buck for 1 year and they signed him via free agency, they can't offer him whatever they want to. Basically, they can give him like 150% of what he made this last year, which is not very much, like $4 million. Or the taxpayer MLE, which I think is like $6 million. And again, I think that's where the understanding from a lot of fans, thankfully, comes in, that like if somebody offers this guy, you know, a $60 million contract over 4 years or even more than that, which is possible, the Bucks simply can't compete. It's not up to them. It's the rules. It's the way things are. And honestly, great dude. Everyone loves Bobby. Came up huge in the playoff run. I think people are kind of recognizing, like, there was a whole series where he didn't really play half the series, and before the Giannis injury, he didn't play all that much at all, and, you know, I think he's a very good player. I think everyone would like him to stick around, but, you know, a little different than a CC or someone of that nature who is, like, basically a star. I think Portis is very good, a very good role player, but I think, you know, it's a perfect scenario if his image rehab is successful. The Bucks can bring in more guys who want to do the same thing because he goes and gets paid a ton of money by somebody else. Like, I think it's a little easier pill to swallow. Also, probably because they did win the damn thing. I think that helps with all of it.
Yeah, winning, I mean, it just changes everything. One of the things I'm fascinated to find out next year is what the regular season feels like. And I've been talking about this with, you know, various people. Because had they lost, you know, you get so far, and it's like the regular season, just get me back to the playoffs or get me back to the series where we bowed out. But then we do kind of get caught up in it again. You know, we might lose a game that they shut in and we're like, ah, why? And we, you know, we freak out. I wonder what the regular season will feel like, because they don't need the one seed. They just did this as the three seed. They don't need, you know, 40 minutes a night from Giannis. So maybe they rest him a little bit more. I'm not sure how that looks. And really what I think it's going to be is, I think it's going to be a celebration all season. It's going to be a team that won the title, and it'll be less grinding, but it will also be like, I mean, it's going to be fun, but it's not going to matter. And I'm trying to tell myself that now, So when they lose to the Kings in January on a Tuesday, I'm not like freaking out about it.
I actually think it's going to be a better regular season than last year. Not in terms of vibes, but in terms of like how many games they win. Like, I feel like they figured some things out that they were really struggling with during the year, especially as it relates to playing different styles of defense. And as long as you keep PJ, you still have so many of the pieces that, you know, you saw play those defenses to perfection against great teams in playoff series. So I think they're still going to incorporate new things. I wouldn't be shocked if we see them try the zone again. That might cost them a few games itself. But I think they're going to be so much better at doing the drop and the switch, like switching between them. And I think that's going to tack on wins. Also, I think, like, we can finally root for – not that we didn't root. We can finally actually realistically hope for another Giannis MVP, right? Like, that's back on the table now. The whole thing was – oh, I don't know if he'll get another one if he doesn't win it all because narrative, whatever, blah, 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 his bag, blah, blah, blah. That's over. He won it. The bag is, it's unquestionable. It's unimpeachable. So that's another fun thing for the season that if Giannis starts out great, we can start, hey, let's get him number three and put him in even more rare historic company that no one's ever done by that age. So I think it's going to be a really fun regular season, honestly.
This rules, man. This is everything I wanted it to be. The ride was great. This is great. This is everything I ever wanted it to be. And it's made me like less panicky about my other teams that I root for. It's just, this has just been everything.
It's wonderful. I'll never forget the celebration right after on the interviews and stuff. Like, so, so cool.
Ty, appreciate your time. Good to meet you. We'll do it again and I'll talk more, but I did have to make a business decision. You're right.
Yeah, I totally understand. Sounds great. Looking forward to meeting you at the Bucks next parade next year.
It's Ty Windisch. Good morning, Ty. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Again, the Bucks won the title a week ago. And I do think about that time. I think Saturday night when they won game five into Tuesday, where we basically knew they were going to win. I mean, Monday we started to celebrate already, talking about the lob. And then a week ago today, we're talking about where we're going to watch it and what we're going to do and how we're going to be on air all night and cover it. And I just think it's so great. It feels like a long time ago. It's really weird. They won a week ago. Why does it feel so long ago? Waited my whole life for that, but it feels so long ago. Maybe because there's a lot going on. You know, the Olympics are going on. If you're getting into those. Brewers play tonight. They start a series in Pittsburgh. Maybe they swap players at some point. I don't know if Pittsburgh wants to trade interdivision, but they could. They're trading away their dudes. And the Brewers are going to be actively looking for guys. They got a series the next 3 days. The trade deadline is Friday, and then they start in Atlanta. So could see some new Brewers here in the foreseeable future. Brewers will lose tonight, unfortunately, with Brett Anderson on the mound. I don't know about that. Maybe not. He'll surprise me. So we'll see about that. The United States back in action tonight when it's in regards to basketball, but I mean like late tonight. So again, Japan time is 12 hours ahead of Milwaukee time. So it's about 10 a.m. now. It's midnight in Japan. So no live Olympics are really going on. You can watch some of the replays and stuff. I'm excited for the golf tomorrow. That starts at 5:30 tomorrow night, a.k.a. that starts at 7:30 in the morning, Japan time. And then the game tonight, the basketball game tonight is at 11:40 p.m. So if you do want to stay up and watch Drew and Chris, it'll take place 1:40 tomorrow in Japan, but that's 11:40 tonight. They should win tonight against Iran. But I do want to stay up to watch Drew and Chris. I think we'll just read the box score tomorrow and see what happened. Maybe someone working third shift can enlighten us. Big show coming up. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and the boys. Dan Plucker and Ferrami today. We're back tomorrow at 6. Happy week anniversary of winning the title, Bucks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.